This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Unseasonably warm temperatures are continuing to erode Montana's snowpack. As of March 1st, most Montana basins were reporting below normal snowpack, ranging from about 60% to 95% of the median. Some areas were notably worse. Florence Miller, a USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service hydrologist, said, "The current snowpack percentages compare the amount of snow water equivalent in the mountains to the median amount typically seen on March 1st. During March and April, these values generally remain more stable than people might expect. For example, during a low snow year like the one Montana is currently experiencing, snowpack often sits around 70 to 80% of median. In contrast, a high snow year might reach 120 to 130%. This year's conditions largely range from the 5th to 30th percentiles of all seasons. The Upper Clark Fork Basin ranked at the 45th percentile, with the 50th percentile considered a normal winter. The Tongue River Basin was in the 0 percentile, setting the record for the lowest snowpack documented on March 1st. Snowpack conditions also showed a sharp divide by elevation. Higher elevation snowtell sites were reporting values closer to normal, while lower elevation snowtell sites and snow courses were reporting record-breaking lows. Among the 232 snowtell and snow course monitoring stations measured on March 1st with at least 30 years of data, 24 recorded their lowest snowpack on record this year. Another 26 stations had their second lowest snowpack, and an additional 28 ranked in the lowest 5 years on record. February brought well below normal precipitation, 35 to 80% of median, to snowtell sites in northwest and central Montana, as well as to the Powder and Tongue River basins. Southwest and south central Montana received near to slightly below normal monthly precipitation, 90 to 100% of median. Water year-to-date precipitation remains at 100 to 135% of median, thanks to the record-breaking precipitation delivered by December's atmospheric river. While December precipitation likely helped recharge groundwater sources and stock high-elevation snowpacks, warm temperatures and the lack of valley snow coverage may reduce those benefits. This year has brought above-normal temperatures to every month of the snowpack accumulation season. And with low snowpack, drought conditions worsened in February, with 95% of the state now experiencing drought. This is a drastic increase from the December 30th drought conditions, where only 52% of the state was in drought. More information is available in the monthly Water Supply Outlook report, and real-time snow survey data can be found at nrcs.usda.gov/montana/snowsurvey. A Bozeman-based punk rock band had more than $20,000 worth of sound and music equipment stolen from their van while returning home from a tour. Members of the Bozeman band Goners UK say the theft happened in Salt Lake City as they were driving back to Montana following a mini tour through Las Vegas and Southern California. Thieves broke into their van and took thousands of dollars in gear, a devastating loss for the band. Goners UK said that the money invested in their stolen equipment had been set aside to help press their upcoming album. Despite the setback, the band says support from the punk rock community has been pouring in, and they plan to keep playing with the equipment they still have. Goners UK is scheduled to perform May 8th at the Labor Temple in Bozeman, where they plan to debut their new album. The band has set up a GoFundMe site to try to obtain new sound equipment, musical instruments, and gear, even though pieces with sentimental value can never be replaced. People interested in helping can go to GoFundMe.com/helpgonersreplacestolengear and press new album.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.